Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo tengo casi 33 años de ser forense. Nunca había visto una escena así.
In spring 2021, reporter Brian Avelar launched an investigation that began in the depths of a grave dug by a serial killer and ended with the government forcing him and other journalists to flee El Salvador. Sonoro and Revista Factum present Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador. The story behind a country where the truth and its citizens' rights are buried under the weight of power.
Señor Ministro, ¿dónde está Karen y Eduardo Guerrero? ¿Dónde están mis hijos?
Listen to Humo, Murder and Silence in El Salvador, wherever you get your podcasts.
Scary mysteries, twisted news. CIA's classified UFO reports. And Nikki Verstappen cold case. Terrifying cases of true crime and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the shocking declassification of long-held UFO secrets and the disheartening two-decades-old case of Nikki Verstappen. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. CIA's Declassified UFO Reports. The secrets are finally out. The U.S. government, through the Central Intelligence Agency, has unveiled an enormous amount of classified data on unidentified flying objects. The world couldn't be more intrigued to find out what's in store in this treasure trove of information. UFOs have long been a matter of global interest. Records of these unexplainable phenomena can be traced way back to the time when the Puritans set sail to the Americas. John Winthrop, who was then the governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, recalled in his diary an unusual event that stirred many early English immigrants. He recounted the tale of several boatmen who were astonished to see a green light in the night sky. The light darted back and forth and was about 3 yards square in size. As if this sight wasn't terrifying enough, the Puritans were further stunned to find themselves suddenly at a different place, as if they were transported by the strange light. Since then, countless stories of people witnessing similar phenomena have come out. So many reports of UFO sightings came in that the United States established multiple institutions tasked with recording these anomalies. One of the earliest projects, Project Blue Book, logged in more than 12,000 sightings between the 1950s and 1960s. This number has greatly grown since, and new organizations like the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program, or AATIP, were established. Through the years, these organizations amassed a huge amount of raw data, which was kept away from the public. Interested parties like ufologists have long been eager to get their hands on this sensitive government information. One intrepid truth seeker is John Greenwald Jr. Greenwald is currently running a popular website called the Black Vault, which is an online repository of UFO-related documents. Just recently, he announced that he had uploaded more than 2,700 pages of declassified UFO information to his website. The documents cover plenty of controversial incidents that will surely pique people's interest. This wealth of information didn't come easily for Greenwald and those like him. Apparently, they were obtained through a long string of requests filed under the Freedom of Information Act. This prompted the CIA to create a CD-ROM full of declassified documents aptly called the UFO Collection. In 2020, Greenwald purchased a copy of the CD-ROM. He then religiously uploaded all of its contents to the Black Vault as a series of PDFs. Aside from the insurmountable number of requests, the CIA's UFO data dump was also in line with the new official directive forwarded to them. Basically, it was an order prompting them to present to Congress everything they knew about UFOs. In a statement, Greenwald believed that while the CIA claimed this to be the entirety of their intelligence reports, the possibility remains that these could just only be a drop in the bucket, and that there's a lot more that the CIA is keeping hidden. Number 2, Nicky Verstappen. It was the summer of 1998. Nicky Verstappen and 36 other children from Hebloem, a town in Limburg, Netherlands, couldn't contain their excitement as they boarded the school bus that would take them to Brunsum, a nearby municipality. The kids were off for that year's most awaited summer camp at the De Hickkop camping ground. It was bound to be an unforgettable summer for everyone. However, for the family and friends of young Nicky, it was an unforgettable summer for all the wrong reasons. In the early hours of August 10, 1998, commotion took over the camp. Nicky had gone missing, and camp officers, parents, and the children were all looking for him. Nicky was last seen around 5 a.m. on that day by his tent mate, and no one could find him. The next day, a full-blown search operation was conducted by police and volunteers. Trying to find a missing child in the middle of the woods turned out to be a huge ordeal. But at around 9 p.m., what everyone had dreaded actually happened. Authorities found Nicky's lifeless body in a pine grove about a kilometer away from the summer camp. The initial report from the responders pointed out signs of a possible sexual assault. However, the post-mortem couldn't establish the cause of the child's death. Evidence was found at the crime scene, including a tissue and a cigarette with human DNA. From this, police were able to build a complete DNA profile of the perpetrator. A homicide investigation was launched, but without any good leads to work on, police weren't able to identify the criminal for over 20 years. During those years, some people continued working to make the matter relevant. In 1999, famed crime reporter Peter R. DeVries offered around $15,000 for any information that could help authorities identify the perpetrator. Meanwhile, Dutch authorities continued in their efforts to find a match for the DNA profile found at the crime scene. In 2000, close to 40 men took part in a DNA testing. However, none of the samples matched. 10 years after, 100 other men took part in yet another DNA harvesting program, but they still couldn't get a hit. But a break in the case finally came in 2018 when the National Police Force conducted the largest DNA testing project in the Netherlands to date. In January of that year, more than 20,000 men throughout the Limburg province were asked to give samples of their DNA in an attempt to trace Nicky's killer. It took over half a year before the authorities were able to finally find a match to the perpetrator's DNA profile. And that man was Joseph Brech. Brech, a man from Sempelved, a town in southeastern Netherlands, had actually refused to have his DNA sampled. It was only from his belongings and the DNA of his relatives that the police were able to make a connection. Brech also raised suspicion when the investigators found out that he had a criminal record of sexually abusing children. However, when the police went out to get Brech at his home, he was nowhere to be found. Fortunately, the news of the case's developments went all throughout the Netherlands and into surrounding countries. This was a brilliant move by the police because in that same year, they received a tip that helped them track down their criminal. They were told that Brech had traveled to northern Spain and had been living in the wild. Witnesses reported having seen him in the village of Castelterkal, north of Barcelona, where he was ultimately captured on August 26, 2018. He was extradited back to the Netherlands then on September 6th. On September 28, 2020, Brech stood trial for murder and kidnapping charges. He pleaded not guilty and denied having to do anything with the boy's death. His defense was that he accidentally stumbled upon the boy's body and had only approached to straighten the victim's clothes. The trial lasted for 3 weeks. Prosecutors asked the court for a minimum of 15 years in prison for manslaughter. However, the court acquitted the defendant from the manslaughter charges with the reason that Nicky may have died due to asphyxiation. In other words, the accused may have unintentionally killed the boy when he put his hand over the victim's mouth during the sexual assault. Nonetheless, the court maintained that if not for Brech's actions, Nicky could still be alive today. Instead of 15 years, the court gave Brech 12 years in jail for kidnapping and sexual abuse. A further 6 months prison time was given for his possession of child pornography. Nicky's parents were quite unhappy with the sentence. Nonetheless, Mr. and Mrs. Verstappen respected the decision. Meanwhile, Brech's defense attorney said they are planning to make an appeal that would further shorten their client's prison sentence. So there were two of the most mysterious and disturbing stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys enjoyed watching this video, then please remember to subscribe to our channel. We have new videos coming out every single week for you to check out. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.